fist bump or something before you sit down. So, man, welcome to Bethel. We're so glad you're here today. How about that rain? Anybody get any rain yesterday? Like, yeah, we got some rain. We're excited about that. And Tubby, easy there, babe. So glad you're here. I love summertime. It's cool to do three services, but it's really cool to get to do two services because I get to preach longer when we do two services. Yeah. No, I'm teasing. It's so good to be here. We're in 1 Peter. We're doing that for our summer series. We're preaching through the book of 1 Peter. So today, we're going to be in 1 Peter. We're going to read chapter number 1, verse 17 and 18. So if you have your phone, you have your iPad, you have your Bible, you can turn there with us. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. I'll read those scriptures and then we'll pray. And we'll see if we can unpack this and see what the Lord might encourage us with and might challenge us with this morning. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse 17 says, "And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourself with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold." Holy Spirit, speak to us. We believe there is power in your presence. We believe that your presence is here in this moment and in this room today. We are needy people, and we need you to touch us. We need you to speak to us. We need you to educate us in how to live our lives in a way that would glorify you and that would strengthen us in our daily walk as spouses, as parents, as representatives of the kingdom of God. Holy Spirit, have your way in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. And if you call on him as Father, and if you and I call on God as Father, what does that mean to call on God? What does it mean to call on the Father? To call on someone simply means to invoke them or to ask them for some help. How many of you are like me and you need some help? Can I get a witness? Like I'm not too prideful. Like I'm not too arrogant. Like I've been pastoring for 23 years. I've been saved for 30 years. But you know what? I still need some help every day of my life. I still get frustrated. I still get aggravated. I still have a little bit of an anger problem. My tongue doesn't always say the things that I should say. I need the Lord to help me on a daily basis. And if I will call on him, he will help me. If you call on him, he will help us. What is that? Let's break it down right quick because I want to talk to you today about something. When we call on God, when we ask God for help, there's a name for that. Praise the Lord, that air conditioner just finally, come on, can I hear a good amen? Like I was praying in my mind for it to cool off in here and boom, did you see that? To call on God, to ask him for help means this, prayer. Means prayer. Do we really understand the power that we have in prayer? Do we really understand that there is a earth-shaking power that when we pray to God, he hears our prayers and God begins to move and God begins to redeem and God begins to restore and God begins to heal and God begins to move mountains and God begins to part seas and God makes enemies our allies and God strengthens us? Do we really understand the power of prayer? I would say no. Because I'm talking for me, not for you, because if I understood it, I would pray a whole lot more than I really do. Calling on God, prayer is simply that. It's just communication with God. It's just going, I know you're there. I trust you. I believe you. I recognize I need your help. It's just calling on him. And can I tell you, prayer is so simple, yet we make it so complicated. It's so simple, but we make it so complicated. I pray for people all the time. I prayed for someone just this last week. And you know what people say to me? They say, Cody, I just don't know how to pray. Because you know what that is? That is a lie from the enemy to get God's people to not cry out and call on the most powerful being in the universe, because the enemy knows if we won't cry out for help, the enemy knows he can come and destroy us. And we go, I don't know how to pray. And the fact of the matter, the simple fact is this, it's just talking to God. Like talking to your spouse, like talking to your kids, like talking, like that's the way it is. So let's talk about it a little bit for some of you who maybe struggle with prayer. What does prayer look like? What does it sound like? What does prayer look like? Is prayer quiet or is it loud? Is prayer kneeling down or is it standing up? Is prayer, what's this one, with your eyes open or with your eyes closed? Is prayer written out? Is prayer spoken? Is prayer in public or is prayer in private? Are prayers long or are prayers short? Are prayers looking up or looking down? Are prayers silent? The answer to the question of what does prayer look like, it's all of the above. There's no set way. There's no set way. Just open your mouth and cry out to God. Just simply do it. Peter encourages us, I think this is key, to call out to God as our Father. I think we have to understand that He's our Father. He has a fatherly, He's our male parent. He's an elder. He looks down with affection on us. He looks down and wants the absolute best for us. Father, cry out to God as Father. I've told you this about me so many times over the years, and I'm going to tell you again today. Like, I love being a father. I love it. I love being a father. When I was in school, Wiley High School, I was voted the friendliest, you know. They put my picture in the annual. They said, what's your goal? What do you want to do in life? I said, I want to get married and be a father. I want to have kids. It's important to me. I wanted to be a father. Like, I love being the father to my children. I can remember every one of their births. I can remember the anticipation. I can remember Jennifer cried. I didn't cry when none of them were born. I'm just saying. I remember. I love being their father. I love being spiritual father to people. I love being father of this church. I love when my kids call out to me. How many of you daddies like it when your kids come ask you for help? How many of you daddies that are older like it when your older kids call you on the phone and they need a little help or they need a little bit of advice? It does old dad heart some good. When they ask us as father, when they come to us, my children, when they come to me, here's what they do. They come to me with honor and respect. I'm thankful. They honor me. They respect me. But also when they come to me authentically, and they come to me relationally. They come to me and they say, hey, Dad. My boys, they call me Pops. They say, what's up, Pops? Clara calls me Daddy. If them boys call me Daddy, I'm finna to smoke them down because that's a little. They come to me. They need something. They go, hey, Pops. They come to me. Clara says, hey, Daddy. And by the way, can I tell you this? When my children come to me, I know their voice and I know the sound of their voices. They're my kids. Come on, y'all. Like sometimes when I hear my boys talk, and even Clara, I'm like, oh my God, they sound just like their daddy. And I know I need to pray for them. When I'm in the middle of the crowd, for instance, on Sunday morning can be really loud, it can be really confusing, it can be really congested, but I'm telling you something, if any one of those three children of mine, I can hear their voice over the loudness, I can hear their voice over your voice, and if I am standing right here and I hear Clara Lynn holler, my ears are going to perk up and I'm going to look that way because I am her daddy and she calls out to me as father, and when my daughter calls out to me, there ain't no devil in hell going to stop me from getting over where she's at. I know their voices. Y'all remember there was an old Verizon commercial on TV. I never will forget it. They're advertising Verizon and they're saying, we got the best service, which was total. Verizon, the phone rings. There's people everywhere, people running, people talking, and the phone rings, and this person answers the phone, and when this person answers the phone, everything else froze and stopped. Y'all remember that? Can I tell you, when we cry out to God as Father, everything in the world stops, and God hears our voice, and he knows our voice, and he comes to our rescue at that moment. There's power in prayer if we will call on him as Father. Psalm 18:6. You should write that one down. Psalm 18:6. Psalms 18:6. The psalmist said this: in my distress, I called upon the Lord. I called to my God. I cried for help. Watch this. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. God, when you and I cry out to God, he hears my voice. Not a bunch of voices. God hears my voice. And can I tell you, Big Tom, when you cry out to God, God knows the sound of your voice. And he stops. And he said, that is old Tommy Clay. And Breckenridge, if you will pray, I'm telling you, God knows your voice. I'm telling you, Billy. I'm telling you, Melissa. I'm telling you, Brian. I'm telling you, Sarah. I'm telling you, Roni. When we stop and when we ask God to come and help us, he knows the number of hairs that are on our head. He knows the distress that we're going through. He knows what our past is like. He knows where we are right now, and he knows what we need, and he will stop at nothing to hear your prayers and to begin to work on your behalf. He knows your voice. Sometimes when God hears my old voice, I think he goes, oh Lord, here he comes again. We got to learn to cry out to God the Father as Father. With honor, with respect, not demanding, not like he owes us something. Honor and respect, but we need to learn to pray and talk to God relationally and authentically. How many of you know, sometimes we have a regular voice, and then we have a prayer voice. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to give you a little check. Can I help you out here today to say a good amen? No. Can I help you out a little bit with your prayers? Cry out to God authentically and relationally. And listen to me. Next time you pray, count how many times you say Father God in your prayer. Oh, Father God, we just love you today, Father God. And we ask you to help us, oh, Father God. Father God in heaven, you know where we are, and we need you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just need you to move. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, Father God. Is that the way you talk to your earthly father? Is that the way you talk to your friends? I don't go, oh, Tubby, I need to talk to you today, Tubby. Come here, Tubby. Oh, Tubby, oh, go, Tubby, you so pretty today, Tubby. Tubby, you look good. Tubby, you played that fiddle. Oh, Tubby. No! And I'm not trying to make fun of your prayer life. And I'm not trying. I'm just saying, we've heard people pray in church, and we've heard people growing up that we looked up to and that we admired, and we thought they had a good relationship with God, and they may have, but they developed habits when they pray, and it became more religious than relational. And if we are going to cry out to our Heavenly Father in a way that pleases him, and in a way that is relational and authentic, we got to stop and we got to start talking to God like he's our Father. Just open your mouth, talk plain, talk to my nanny Jean. I love my nanny Jean. She's a good woman, boy. She a country, y'all. I ain't lying. She put salt, pepper on her cantaloupe. She eat it like that. Yeah, she was country. And we get together, everybody. We just didn't pray a lot at meals when I grew up. We just didn't do it. I mean, I don't know why we didn't. We just didn't. But when we'd get the family together and we'd start to pray, my grandmother would say, "Oh, let's have prayer." And she always prayed like this. Oh, Father God in heaven, we beseech thee this day, and we ask that thy blessing and thy hand of protection would be it. And I was like, Grandmother, you don't even know what that word beseech means. Where do you come up with that? She just heard somebody pray it that way. And so I'm just saying, if you and I want to move to this relationship where we are connected with God the Father, and he hears our prayers, and everything stops, we've got to start praying authentically and relationally, just like we talk to someone else. Because it's not the style that you pray. I know. When we get to church, I know sometimes we get excited. I know sometimes we get to praying a little bit loud and we're rowdy and we're praying and we're believing God. But I'm talking about on a daily basis. How do we connect and how do we talk to God the Father? It's not the style you pray. It's just the fact that you call out to Him. And here's what I want to say to you, because some of you are already saying, you know what, Cody? I've tried to pray, but God doesn't hear my prayers. God just doesn't listen to me. I'm not good enough. I've just messed up enough. Can I tell you, according to what 1 Peter says and according to the Word of God, God judges impartially. That means that nobody, there is no partiality. Like, I got three kids and I'm a little bit partial to Clara. Come on, somebody. But God is not that way. God judges impartially. That means if He hears the preacher of 23 years' prayer, that means He will hear your prayer no matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life. God judges impartially. We got to learn to call on God as Father. We got to learn to talk to Him. Practice makes perfect. While you're driving, in the shower, setting up, drinking coffee in the morning, wherever you are, on break, at lunch, by yourself, just learn to get this awareness and this practice that God is present and there's power here and I'm just going to talk to Him. Let me ask you this quick question. What do you think would happen? How many know we live in a world filled with negativity? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You've been talking negative all week long. 95% of my conversations are negative. Just it is, because we live in a negative world and the enemy's got us focusing on what we didn't get and what doesn't go our way and what somebody's not doing for me and how it's not working and what might happen and oh my gosh, and so we're just negative all the time. Let me ask you something right quick. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ and in God the Father, say a good amen. Then I wonder what would happen if we replaced our complaining, our whining, and our negativity with a little talk with our Father in heaven. I wonder what would happen if we quit being negative. I wonder what would happen if we just said everywhere I go, every moment when I feel that urge to bellyache, when I feel that urge to get the whiny hining, when I feel that urge like I don't deserve this and I don't. What would how would it change our life if we just asked God to help us? Well, have a little talk with the Lord. Next thing Peter says this. Peter says, call out to God as Father. And then he says, you know what? We have to live with this reverent fear of our Father as we live as exiles in this land. What does that mean to live as exiles in this land? It means this, that we're strangers in this crazy world that we live in. We're strangers. We're strangers. We live in this world, but we are not of this world. We belong to Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this quick question. Have you ever noticed the closer you draw to God, the more of a stranger you feel like in this world? Or is that just me? Maybe you ain't drawing close to God then. I don't know. The more I draw close to God, and the more my heart is for the things of God, and the more my heart is for purity, and the more my heart is for holiness, it seems like the further and further away I get from all the craziness that's going on in this world. Have you ever noticed this? Can we just be real? Have you ever noticed the closer you draw to God, the smaller your friend circle gets? It's just true, because we got to understand we live in this world, but we are not of this world. We are not ever going to fit in this world. Never, ever, ever. Do you understand and realize that once we were strangers from the kingdom of God? That when we were sinners, we were separated from the kingdom of God and we were separated away. We were not a part. We were not citizens in heaven. We were not adopted into the family of God. We were strangers from God and our sin separated us. But now, here's where we can rejoice. Maybe I don't fit into this world. Maybe I feel like a little bit of a stranger. Maybe nobody begins to understand me. Maybe my circle friend is getting smaller. But it's okay, because I'm just going to live on this earth for a little while, but I'm going to live in heaven throughout all eternity. And Philippians 3:20 says this, but our citizenship is in heaven. We no longer belong to this world, and now we belong in the kingdom of God. That should be exciting to you and I. Ephesians 2:19 says, so then, you're no longer strangers and aliens, but you're fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. Start walking and living like we belong to the kingdom of God. Start walking and living like we belong to the kingdom of God. Peter says this. He says you kind of got to be strange and embrace the power and the strength that we have through this relationship with a good heavenly Father. If we're strangers, we need help. How many of you go to a strange town and you don't know where? Let's call it Dallas, because it's really strange. Can I hear a good amen? You go to Dallas and you don't know how to get to your motel. What do you do? Siri, take me to the Hyatt Regency. And Siri gives us directions over there. If we're going to be in a strange land, trusting and believing God, there's going to be times that we have to call out to God so that he can give us directions and get us to where he wants us to be. Call out to God as Father. I want to take just a moment and say this, because I believe it to be so. God identifies himself as Father because fathers are special. How many of you love your father? Can I hear you say a good amen? How many of you love your grandfather? That old figure, full of character, full of integrity, full of hard work, full of faithfulness. Also, let me ask you this, because probably there's some of you in here that don't have that memories. You didn't have that kind of father. Let me ask you this. How bad does it hurt, and how bad are your father wounds because your father wasn't there? Fathers are so important. And that's why God identifies himself as Father. That's the way he wants us to view him and to see him as Father. And can I tell you, God gave us earthly fathers so that we could learn to come to our earthly fathers with honor, respect, relationally, and authentically. God gave us fathers so children could love their earthly father, so that their earthly father could then direct them to their heavenly father, and we would know how to have that relationship with him. It is so important. And can I tell you, that's why the enemy is fighting against fathers and fatherhood in our world today. That's why fatherlessness, is killing our country. That's why absentee fathers, that's why we don't have any fathers. That's why fathers are being diluted and their importance is being taken away, because the enemy knows if he can get us to miss the relationship with this father, it will challenge us with our relationship with that father. So important. 1 Peter says, 1 Peter 1:18. We got to call out to God. We're living as strangers in this land. We invoke him for help. 1 Peter 1:18 says, knowing that you were ransomed from your futile ways, inherited from your forefather, not with perishable things, but as silver or gold. Last point I will make to you today is this. Do you realize we have been ransomed from the futile ways that we were raised? Do you realize we were ransomed from our futile ways when we were in college and when we were single and when we were acting like idiots? We've been ransomed. We are not our past. We are not the mistakes that we made. We are not the victories that we had in the past. We are right now created in the image of God, and we are walking as strangers in this world. And you know what God has said to you and I? I have changed you, and you've been ransomed, and you need to understand your worth, and you need to understand your value. You are in my family. You cry, Abba, Father. I have adopted you, son. I have adopted you, daughter. I have great and mighty plans for you. God says to you and to me, I've gone before you and I have prepared a way. God says to you and me that your eyes haven't seen and your ears haven't heard the things that God has prepared for us. You and I got to learn to walk this thing out, knowing that we are changed, knowing that we are forgiven, knowing that we are chosen, knowing that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We got to walk it out with that sort of confidence, because we've been ransomed. And now that we've been ransomed and we've been changed, cry out to God. for daily help. Ask Father, and he'll put the Verizon on us. Stop and listen. And when God helps me, can I just tell you something real quick? There is nothing I can do on my own. But if God helps me, if God helps me, I'll be the best husband Tubby could ever hope for. And if I ask him for help, I can't do it on my own, but I'll be the best father that Will and Jesse and Clara have ever had if I'll ask God to help me. I may not be the best preacher, and my grammar may be jacked up, and I may be too loud, and I may speak too fast, and I may spit on the first two or three rows. But let me tell you this, not confidence in me, but confidence in God. If I will come to him as Father and say, hey, what's up, Father? I need a little help today. Like, I'm going to preach to them folk this morning. And you know what? I just ain't feeling it, because sometimes the preacher don't feel it, and just like sometimes you don't feel it. But if I ask God to help me, I'll show up over here and I will preach a message that will bring encouragement to you. I'll preach a message that will convict you of the sin that you're living in. I will preach a message to you that will drive you to the foot of the bloodstained cross of Jesus Christ. I will preach a message to you that will drive the devil right straight back to hell. I will preach a message to you that will preach the sinner into heaven. I will preach a message to you that will bring glory to the name of Almighty God. But I have got to ask God to help me do that. Conrad and Willard, y'all come on, please. They done quit listening to me. You got to know your audience. You got to read the room. You got to read the room. Lord, I need help. Lord, help them people focus. 2 more minutes. Help them, Lord. You have no idea how many times I prayed that prayer. Here's the bottom line. We got to learn to talk to God as Father. Like, how many of you grew up? I'm trying to quit, but how many of you grew up thinking God was this old, crusty, long silver hair with a long beard and a scowl on his face. And he was waiting on me to say a cuss word. He is waiting on me to mess up so he could strike me down and punish me, because I thought God was this angry, mean guy who was always against me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Maybe it was just me then. That's what I thought of God. Some of us think that way. Some of us think he's that the older religious kind of bunch, you know, Baptist guilt trip deal they put on you, like that's God. But then there's a new generation and a younger generation. They just look at him as old sugar daddy. Like, I don't have to obey your rules. I don't have to read the Bible. I don't have to obey the word of God, because you're daddy. Some dudes call God daddy. Just messes me up, man. Daddy God, we just pray to you today, Daddy God. God's like, you are a dude, talk like a dude. Some of us, this younger generation or the older generation, thinks God is angry and mean. And then the younger generation is just like, oh, whoo. And daddy's going to give me everything I want, no matter how I live or no matter what I do, because he's just full of grace and love and sugar and sweet and syrup. And oh, praise the Lord. There's a place in the middle where my kids come to me with honor and respect. You know why? Because they know if they don't follow the rules at my house, I will take them to the barn and I will get the bridle reins and I will blister that butt. Shut up, boys. So I, as a father, I have to know when to correct my kids. But even my boys, when they come to me with tears in their eyes and struggle in their life from this other side, I need to know as father, today's not a day to rebuke and today's not a day to correct and be an old hard butt. Today's the day I just say, come here. Come talk to dad. Come talk to pops. And we'll figure this thing out together. God is right here in the middle. And we got to figure that out. If Jesse came to me and he said, Father, Daddy, I need to talk, Father, Daddy. Father God, Father Cody, talk to me, Father Cody. I'd be like, dude, what is wrong with you? And I really think sometimes when we come to God with this BS talk, he's like, are you kidding me? Just talk. Lord, I need your help. Lord, come with me today. So today, here's what I want to challenge you to do in the closing moments of this service. They're going to play just for a little bit. Let's cut the lights out. Let's make it dark, because here's what I want us to do. I want us to spend some time right here today calling on the name of the Lord. Call on God. Yeah, I know church is good. I know church is about worship. Church is about watching Cody preach and listen. But church is about you and the Lord too. Because some of you ain't called on God all week long. Some of you in this room, maybe you've never ever called on God before, ever. Because you've been intimidated. And you felt like you didn't know how to do it. And my prayer through today is you go, you know what? I can do that. So here's what I want us to do. No intimidation. No anxiety from the enemy about it. No pressure to sound a certain way right now for 2 or 3 minutes. Just bow your heads, close your eyes, look up, look down, leave your eyes open, I don't care. But just in a moment, just begin. Not to look up here, just get an awareness of like, presence of the Lord is in this place. Like God, this earth shaking, cancer healing, this God is right here. And I'm going to talk to him today. I'm going to talk to him right now. For you parents and grandparents, and you got young kids in here, let me ask you this right quick. How cool would it be if we taught our kids from a young age to just talk to God? What if we taught our kids who are growing up in a crazy, dark, messed up, oppressed world right now? What if we taught our children at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, when they got old enough to communicate, God is with you. And when you need help at school, and when you're in the middle of peer pressure, and when you start dating, and when your friends are trying to get you to do this, what if we taught our children to say, Lord, I need a little help today. You're my father, and like fatherly advice, give it to me. Man, how powerful would that be? So as we live as foreigners and strangers in this world, trying to walk out the calling that God has placed on our life, let's learn to call on God as Father. I want you to do it today. You got to learn. You need to learn. You need to continue to learn. You need to continue to call out. So let's spend a few moments in a new way and in a fresh way. And let's just talk to God right now. Talk to him in your head. Talk to him. Whisper to him. Speak it out loud. Tell God your problems. Tell God. Ask God for help. Let's practice here just for a moment. Holy Spirit, move. Let's, Lord, get a new awareness and understanding of prayer. Let some of us today for the first time realize that when we speak, you know our voice and you listen. And you're for us and you love us. We come to you with honor and respect, but we come to you relationally and authentically. Hear our prayers today in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's spend a few moments praying to the Lord.